Knowledge that their sovereignty over this land was never ceded.
And we stand since lions
keep you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Sakura and Sarah with your 10 AM Z Lions. In local news, the Miles government acknowledges 54,000 hectares under protection to establish a Greater Glyder Forest Park in southeast Queensland. This initiative, part of Queensland's Sustainable Timber Industry Framework, includes setting aside 7,500 hectares as a potential offset for the Barumba Pumped Hydro Project. Bruce Saunders, a member of Maribyrnong, commented, saying, "A Greater Glyder Forest Park is an important step towards supporting this iconic endangered species, the forestry industry and sustainable development." Environment Minister Leanne Lynard emphasised that this move supports both the conservation of the endangered Greater Glyder and the sustainable development of the timber industry. Visitors to Gari are advised to carry dingo deterrent sticks after recent attacks. These sticks, recommended by the Butchula people, help maintain a safe distance from dingoes without harming them. Butchula man Conway Burns explains, "It's just to deter them or move them along. This safety measure aims to reduce risks while respecting the island's dingo population. Authorities continue to stress the importance of following all safety protocols to ensure the well-being of both visitors and dingoes." In national news, the New South Wales government are establishing two new offences, court orders and other changes to consolidate domestic violence laws. Under the proposal, breaching an apprehended domestic violence order will result in a maximum of 3 years jail time and a fine of up to $11,000, an increase from the previous maximum of 2 years and a $5,000 fine. The definition of stalking will also be broadened to reference GPS trackers, which have been linked to domestic violence cases. Premier Chris Minns highlights the importance of these changes in ensuring every resident feels safe in their own homes.
Anti-shark net campaigners, including a Sydney mayor and a New South Wales MP, are urging the state government to ban the use of shark nets. Currently, these nets are placed at 51 beaches from Newcastle to Wollongong as part of the shark management program. Jonathan Clark from Sea Shepherd Australia emphasised the shark nets need to come out now, reflecting the strong sentiment among campaigners. While the government claims a program balances swimmer protection with marine life conservation, discussions about their ongoing use continue. In international use, residents of Tasitulu in Timor-Leste witnessed the demolition of their homes to make way for an outdoor mass by Pope Francis as part of his visit to the country. Local resident Anna Bella da Cruz expressed her distress, stating, "They gave us such short notice and now they've come in and destroyed our homes." The government claims the homes were illegally built in a protected area, but residents argue they were only informed after the Pope's visit was announced. Despite the controversy, the event has generated significant excitement, though it has also raised concerns about the $18 million allocated for the visit. For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny with light winds in the afternoon. It is currently 27 degrees with an expected maximum of 33. The fire danger is high and the UV index is expected to reach 7, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 10 AM. We will be back at 11 AM with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website, 4ZZZ.org.au/news.